create a motto where ideas ignite. From dreams to designs, we bring them to life. For creators, for makers, all in one place. Join the futures that disrupt base.
Create, create, connect, and watch it grow. Your vision's waiting at Create-O-Moto.
All right, so we're diving into something I know you're all about. Creating content that actually resonates.
Yeah.
You know, like beyond just those likes and clicks.
Yeah.
We want to make a real impact.
Right.
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 And to help us all out with that, well, we've been digging deep into pasted text.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Full of insights on crafting content that, well, it really connects.
Mm-hmm.
I got to admit, though, sometimes that word resonate.
Yeah.
You know, it can sound kind of like marketing jargon.
Yeah.
But I promise what we're going to uncover today is surprisingly practical and actually really fascinating.
Well, what I think is fascinating here is that it all starts with something we don't always think about with marketing.
Empathy.
Empathy.
Yeah.
You mean like really putting ourselves in our audience's shoes.
Exactly. And I don't just mean thinking about demographics.
Yeah.
I mean really getting into their frustrations, their dreams, even the little details. You know, the small stuff of their everyday lives. Have you ever heard of empathy mapping?
Empathy mapping. Okay, so it's incredibly valuable and surprisingly simple. Imagine you're creating a profile of your ideal audience member.
Okay.
You think about what sounds do they hear throughout their day? What are they stressed about? What does their morning commute look like even?
Sure. Yeah.
And when you get those details, even those seemingly tiny things, you can craft messages that speak to that.
Yeah.
You know, directly to those experiences.
So it's like instead of it feeling like a sales pitch, my content feels more like a conversation.
Exactly. And that's when things start to click. Suddenly you're not just broadcasting, you're having a dialogue.
Yeah.
Connecting like human to human.
I love that. And speaking directly to your audience, the source mentions micro stories, which I find really interesting. These like small, relatable moments people can instantly connect to instead of this big, grand narrative, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's all about those nuggets of human experience, the ones that really hit home. The source actually gave this great example, this travel brand. They use a 2-minute moment, right, to really draw people in. They focused on sensory details, the smell of street food, the sounds of a busy market, like transporting the listener right there.
That's so smart. It's not just telling people about the place.
Yeah.
It's making them feel it. Okay, so we've got empathy, micro stories. What else can we use to make our content really sing?
Well, it's not just about the stories themselves, but how we put them together. That's where context stacking comes in. It's kind of like you're layering your content, appealing to different parts of who someone is,
right?
Recognizing that your audience isn't one-dimensional.
Right, right.
Different interests, values, motivations. So let's say you're writing about healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
With context stacking, you wouldn't just focus on nutrition.
Okay.
You could include time-saving tips for busy folks, budget-friendly ideas, maybe even tie in eco-conscious choices.
So going beyond just the surface level, creating content that's like multidimensional, hitting on different things my audience cares about.
Exactly. It becomes this multifaceted experience. It's resonating on all these levels.
Mind-blowing. Every piece of content is like this intricate puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, meant to engage different parts of your audience.
That's a cool way to look at it.
Okay, so empathy, micro stories, context stacking. Mm. What else can we throw in this content toolkit of ours?
Okay, think about this. Our brains are wired to love the unexpected, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So why not use that?
Yeah.
The source talks about using contrast and what they call pattern disruption to make things stand out.
Okay.
Because think about it. Our brains, they're always looking for patterns.
Right.
And when something breaks that pattern, boom, it grabs our attention.
It's like that element of surprise.
Yes.
Makes you stop scrolling. You actually got to pay attention.
Exactly. They give this example of a productivity post, starting it off with something totally counterintuitive. Something like, what if working harder is actually killing your productivity?
Oh, okay, that's a hook. Right away, you're like, wait, what?
Right.
And you're in. You have to know more.
Right, right.
It's like a plot twist.
Totally. And when you can create that intrigue, you're well on your way to, you know, capturing and holding your audience's attention.
Okay, so we've got empathy, micro stories, context stacking, this pattern disruption thing. We are building quite the arsenal here.
It's powerful stuff.
And of course, we cannot forget about good old SEO.
Well, all right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But here's the catch. It's not just about keywords anymore.
Right.
The source really emphasizes going beyond those basic keywords and understanding what they call search intent plus.
Search intent plus. Tell me more.
Okay, so it's like anticipating those related questions, the curiosities your audience might have, even if they don't type them out. Okay, think of it like this. If someone searches how to cook pasta, they might also be wondering, what's the best pasta for different sauces?
Yeah.
Or what are the mistakes everyone makes?
Right.
Addressing those things, it shows you really get them and that you're going above and beyond with the info you provide.
It's like I'm reading their minds.
Exactly.
Instead of just answering the initial question, I'm getting those follow-up questions they might have.
Yeah.
Providing that extra layer.
You become a resource, a guide.
I like that. All right. So empathy, micro stories, context, stacking, pattern disruption, search intent plus. This is awesome.
I know, right?
What else do we got to know to create content that really hits home?
Okay, this next concept is one of my favorites. The source calls it reflective content. It's like holding up a mirror to your audience, reflecting their thoughts, beliefs, even aspirations back at them.
So making them feel seen, understood.
Exactly. One of the best ways to do this is using what the source calls mirroring phrases. These phrases, they subtly reflect your audience's values, beliefs, whatever it is.
Okay.
For example, a mental wellness brand, they might say something like, it's okay to prioritize yourself even if it feels selfish.
Right. And that's so powerful because it's acknowledging this feeling people might have. But they might not say it out loud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're validating them, giving them permission.
Totally.
And when you can do that, that's where you get that deep connection.
Like, this brand gets me.
That's it.
All right. So empathy, micro stories, context stacking, pattern disruption, search intent, plus this reflective content.
It's a lot. I know.
This is amazing. We're playing with emotions, anticipating needs, mirroring beliefs. What else can we do to make our content truly memorable?
Okay. Think about this. When you have a vivid memory, it's usually a multisensory experience, right?
Yeah, you know, sights, sounds, everything.
Exactly. So why not do that with our content?
Oh, I like that.
The source talks about using sensory language to make it a real experience for the audience.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Like we're painting a picture with words.
Exactly.
Bringing it to life, using all the senses.
They gave this example of a cooking post, and it didn't just list the steps. It described the smell of the herbs, the sound of the onions sizzling, even the texture of the dish at the end.
Yes.
It makes you feel like you're right there.
Totally. Okay, so this is awesome. I feel like I'm learning so much. But I got to ask, with all this talk about empathy and connection, does it make things feel less professional?
Ooh, that's a good question. Huh. And the source actually addresses that.
Okay.
They say, what if we challenged the idea that content needs to be strictly professional or, you know, super enthusiastic all the time? What about vulnerability, nostalgia, maybe even some playfulness?
Yeah.
Nostalgia especially can be really powerful.
Especially for audiences with shared experiences.
Exactly. Like that warm, fuzzy feeling, you know, like childhood memories or thinking back to a certain era.
It's totally, yeah.
Tapping into that creates a deeper connection.
All right. So we've got empathy, micro stories, context stacking, this pattern disruption, search intent plus, reflective content, sensory language, and now we're throwing in different emotions. This is amazing.
It's a lot.
What else can we do to take things up a notch?
This might sound a bit odd at first because it's usually for person-to-person communication, but what about active listening?
Active listening.
Yeah.
But that's a conversation thing. How does that work for content creation?
It's about really immersing yourself in your audience's world. Think about reading their comments, being in the online spaces where they are. Pay attention to their challenges, their worries. The source says go beyond the data. Really get to know the people behind those numbers.
So understanding their struggles, what they want, all of that.
Exactly. And once you have that, you can create content that speaks directly to it. They gave this example of addressing that feeling of being overwhelmed by all the self-care stuff.
Oh, that's so relevant, right?
Yeah.
All the pressure to do the right things for yourself.
Yeah. And by acknowledging that, you're saying, I get you. I understand.
Okay. So empathy, micro stories, context stacking, pattern disruption, search intent plus, reflective content, sensory language, different emotions, and now active listening.
Phew. We've covered a lot.
I feel like I'm learning a whole new language.
Well, there's one more powerful tool, and that's user-generated content.
Oh.
Or UGC.
Oh, UGC. Love it.
It's so authentic.
It's the real deal.
It brings in those genuine voices. It's not just you talking at them. It's about letting them share their stories.
And those stories are powerful, especially for things like case studies, testimonials,
yeah.
You know, real people and their experiences.
Yeah, because people trust those experiences more than any marketing message.
It makes sense.
So giving your audience that space to contribute, it really elevates things.
Wow.
It builds trust.
We've covered so much. Empathy mapping, micro stories, all the way to UGC. It's so clear that creating content that resonates, it's about understanding and connecting on a much deeper level.
It's about relationships, not just clicks.
I'm already feeling inspired to go back, you know, look at my content with fresh eyes. Think about how I can weave in these techniques, create something meaningful, something that makes an impact. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a moment to process all this. We'll be back in a bit to keep diving into content that resonates. And we're back. I don't know about you, but I'm buzzing with ideas after that first segment. Like, there's so much more to creating content that I realized.
Right. It's like we've cracked the code.
Yeah. And one of those key pieces is something we were talking about, Search Intent Plus. Really changes how you think about SEO.
For sure.
It's not about just cramming keywords in there anymore. It's getting what people are really searching for, their needs, their curiosity, all of that.
It's like answering the question they asked, but then also the five questions they didn't ask.
Exactly.
And when you do that, you become more than just the information. You're like guiding them. Remember the example, someone searches how to cook pasta, but maybe they're also thinking, what pasta works best for each sauce? Or what are the mistakes everyone makes?
Yeah, yeah.
You answer those unspoken things, it shows you get it.
It's like having a conversation with them, even if it's through a blog post or whatever.
That's it.
And that brings us to another big thing for content that resonates. Authenticity. Not just what we say, but how we say it. Letting our true selves come out, you know, even professionally.
Authenticity, it's about keeping it real, being relatable, human.
Yeah.
That's where those mirroring phrases come in. When you use language that reflects your audience, boom, instant connection.
Like, I get you. I've been there too.
Exactly. Validating their experience builds trust, which is huge for any real connection. Think about it. You want to connect with people who get you right.
100%. When you feel seen, understood, it opens you up.
Totally.
And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
And doesn't that kind of tie back into active listening?
Absolutely.
The more we listen to our audience, the more we understand what they want, what they value, their goals, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that just naturally makes our content more authentic.
You're tapping into their collective wisdom almost, hearing their stories, struggles, wins, all of it. And those are gold for creating content that resonates.
I love that.
And remember, authentic doesn't mean perfect. It's okay to be vulnerable. Share those tough parts, too.
Totally.
It can actually make things more relatable.
Right. We connect with people, not brands that feel like robots.
Exactly.
Let your personality show those imperfections. Makes you more human, trustworthy. Think about the people you love hanging out with. They're not perfect, right? But they're real. That's why you're drawn to them.
Exactly. And that circles back to user-generated content. Inviting your audience to share their stuff. You're not just being authentic, you're building a community.
Oh, I love that.
It's a space where everyone matters, their experiences, what they have to say.
Powerful stuff. Think about how impactful it is when a brand shares a customer's story or a real testimonial. Instant trust.
Yeah, it shows you're not just about the sale, you're about the relationship.
It's a dialogue, everyone gets to speak. You know, I'm starting to see that a lot of these techniques, they're things we already do in good conversations. Active listening, sharing stories, connecting on a deeper level.
Yeah.
It's just applying it to content.
Exactly. Like if you were talking to a friend about something you're passionate about, you wouldn't just lecture them, right? You'd engage them, ask questions, tell stories, make it fun.
Yes. And that's what we're doing with content that resonates.
Right. We're having a conversation, building those connections, creating an experience that's both informative and engaging.
Don't forget the sensory stuff.
Oh, right.
Like painting those pictures with words.
Exactly. It brings it to life, makes a lasting impression, like we were talking about with that cooking post.
Oh, yeah.
The smells, the sounds, the texture makes you hungry just thinking about it.
Totally.
It's like giving people a taste of the experience.
This is all so fascinating.
I know, right?
My understanding of creating content has, like, totally changed.
Yeah.
It's not about following a formula. It's about putting all of yourself into it. Empathy, authenticity, creativity, even that vulnerability.
It's about making that human connection, and that's what sticks with people.
I can't wait to see what our listeners come up with. We've given them a lot to chew on in this deep dive. But before we wrap things up, there's one final piece we got to explore. We'll be right back for the last part of our deep dive into content that resonates. Welcome back to our deep dive on content that resonates.
It's been a wild ride, right? So many great techniques. I hope you're feeling inspired. But there's one last piece we got to talk about. It kind of brings everything together.
You're talking about authenticity, right? We've been dancing around it all episode.
Exactly. It's like the secret sauce that makes your content stand out. You know, being real, transparent, true to you and your brand. Remember those mirroring phrases?
Yeah.
They really help build that authenticity because you're showing your audience you get them, you know? It's like you're saying, I see your experience. It's valid. And that builds trust, which is so important for connection. Think about it. You connect with people who you feel really understand you.
Totally. When someone feels seen, heard, it creates this safe space.
Yeah.
That's where real connection happens. And doesn't that all tie back into, like, active listening?
For sure.
The more you listen to your audience, the more you get their needs, their values, what they're aiming for. Mm-hmm. And that just makes your content more genuine, more authentic.
You're tapping into their collective wisdom almost. You're hearing their stories, their struggles, their wins. And you can use all of that to make your content resonate. And don't forget, authentic doesn't have to mean perfect.
Right.
It's okay to be vulnerable. Share those challenges too.
That's so true. People connect with people, not with these flawless brands.
Uh-huh.
When you let your personality show those imperfections, it just makes you more relatable, makes you more trustworthy. I mean, think about it. The people you love spending time with, they're not perfect, right? They're genuine. That's what makes them so great to be around.
That's it. And that brings us back to that user-generated content. When you're inviting your audience to share their stuff, you're not just adding authenticity. You're building a community.
It's a space where everyone's voice matters, their experiences, all of that.
It's powerful. And think about how much trust it builds when a brand shares a customer's story or a real testimonial.
So true.
Shows you care about more than just the sale.
It's a two-way street, a real dialogue. You know, it's interesting. A lot of these things we're talking about, they're things we naturally do in good conversations.
Yeah.
Active listening, telling stories, trying to connect on a deeper level. It's just taking those skills and putting them into our content.
Exactly. Think about talking to a friend about something you're passionate about. You wouldn't just lecture them. You'd want to get them involved, ask questions, tell stories, make it exciting.
And that's what we're doing with content that resonates. We're not just giving information. We're having a conversation. We're building relationships, making it an experience.
That's it.
And we can't forget about that sensory language.
Oh, right. Painting those pictures with words.
Exactly. It makes it an experience, leaves a real impression, like we were saying with that cooking post.
Oh, yeah. All those delicious details.
Makes you hungry just thinking about it.
It's like you're right there tasting it.
This has been, like, eye-opening. My whole view of content creation has shifted. It's not about following some formula. It's about putting your whole self into it. Empathy, being real, being creative, even being a little vulnerable.
It's about making that human connection, and that's what really matters.
I can't wait to see what our listeners create. We've given them a lot to think about in this deep dive.
For sure.
So as you go out there and make amazing content, remember what we talked about.
Mm.
Empathy, authenticity, connecting with your audience.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, let your personality come out.
And have fun with it. Content creation should be enjoyable. It's your chance to be creative and connect with people. So go out there, make amazing content, and make a real impact.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into content that resonates. We hope you enjoyed exploring these ideas with us and feel fired up to create content that truly connects. Until next time, keep diving deep.